Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, the Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. And all of it is available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It's AUDACY for free anywhere you get your app set. Gives you the ability to take the radio show with you on the road. And just search 910 The Fan to hear me in Richmond Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 talking all things Commanders. We'll go behind enemy lines this morning with Pittsburgh sports radio host Chris Mueller. I'll give out my keys to victory and pathway to success. But as always, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We want to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Travis tweets me, AWOD, you're right about everyone turning into a Commanders fan. He says, Cakes from the Junkies is slowly becoming a Commanders fan because of Jaden Daniels, Jay Smooth, and the fantasy football angle. Tony tweets me, AWOD, if Jaden Daniels is watching film as much as he does, I hope he already knows what he has to do to avoid T.J. Watt. Yeah, you cannot let T.J. Watt completely destroy your game plan. Let's go out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We'll start with Johnny in Fredericksburg. Johnny, you're on the line. What's up, man?
Give him a call. First off, I just want to say, dude, look at us right now. We swept the Giants. You know,
finally! Finally!
You know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we haven't beat them in 2 years. Like, this is great. And then, you know, I'm going to go back to the Steelers game. Look, I'm really excited. I think we're going to win. I think it's going to be close. And for all the people saying that we really haven't beat anyone, I don't think the Steelers really have either. I think we have the best offense that they're going to face all year so far. So it's a great test, you know?
Absolutely. So are you cool with everyone jumping on the bandwagon right now?
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm totally cool. Like, I love it. I have a boat out for everyone, you know. I jumped in first. I decided to leave the train from the off season. I figured we're going to do really good this year, you know. I'm my boss, both of my bosses are both Cowboys fans, and, you know, I'm just trying to buy them gear and stuff. And they're just, like, they're upset. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Imagine how you'd feel if you were a Cowboys fan right now compared to how the Commanders feel. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I know, and it's great, you know, and I don't even, you know, as much as I hate the Cowboys, I've just said nothing but nice things about their team. I'm like, you know, you guys got a really good quarterback. He makes $60 million a year, you know, your receivers make $30 million. You guys should be doing good. And then they just walk away at that point, you know. So.
Hail to the Commanders. Johnny, appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Nate in Marlboro. What's up, Nate?
What's up, babe? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, man, I'm doing real good, man. You know, team looking good. You know, I think we're going to win. I think we're going to beat Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny, all the hate out there, you know, everybody talking about, oh, we haven't beat anybody. This and the third. Well, last year and a couple years before, we were nobody. You know what I mean? So We're doing good. You know what I'm saying?
And Nate, so, I also argue with people because I heard that all week long from Steelers fans. You haven't played anyone. Hello, we have a fourth place schedule. You only play the games on your schedule.
Like, make it make sense, right?
Yeah.
Goodness. And then as far as the bandwagons, man, me personally, I don't want no bandwagoners unless you are you're a brand new fan. You like 6-7 years old. You see the team and you becoming a fan. Those are the only ones I'm taking, man. Bandwagons, nah, because as soon as we start doing bad, they're going to jump off and jump on another team. And then the people who were fans and left, I don't want them back either. I tell them, I got a coworker at work. He put on the team 2 years ago. I told him, you can't ever talk to me about the team no more. Every time I talk about the team now, no, because you wasn't a real one. You had to get it thick and thin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're saying the cutoff age is 7 or 8 years old. If you're younger than that, you could still hop on the bandwagon.
Yeah, man. If you're a new fan around that age, long as you ain't and not a teenager yet, I'm going to give you that. Teenager enough? Nah, man, I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Good call, Nate. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Max in Fairfax. What's up, Max?
What's up? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I've been a fan my whole life, 23 years. I'm all for the bandwagon. You know, we're at the front. They can hop on the back. But I think we're here to win, and it's starting to feel like 2019 again.
It feels like farther back than that, man. It feels like the 80s. I mean, I had Doc Walker on my show this week, and he kind of said, yeah, this is what it felt like when we were a dominant franchise in the National Football League. How do you think we're having this much success so quick? Is it simply just Jaden Daniels?
I think Jaden Daniels is the piece that we needed, and essentially, like, I don't think he should be called Lamar 2.0 anymore because he's made his name. Jaden Daniels is JD5, and he's our guy from now on.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And he certainly throws the ball better than Lamar from what I've seen.
Yeah, of course. That's why they're completely different quarterbacks. Lamar runs it more. Jaden's more of a pocket passer. But he's our guy now, and I'm fully on board. Anybody that wants to hop on the bandwagon, they can have a place. It's just now that we're winning, we need to go to NOLA in February.
Yeah, and really, we need to go to Northwest Stadium on Sunday and throughout the rest of the season and stay undefeated at home. I think that's so huge for the fan base.
Oh, most certainly. And, I mean, I already bought my ticket for Philly next Thursday night. I'm going into enemy territory. And
there we go.
First time ever. But, hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Don't be too obnoxious. I've been to the link before, and it can get a little scary if the Eagles fans have a little bit too much to drink.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to, but I got a ticket in the first row behind the visitor's bench, so I'm hoping to get that picture with Jaden Daniels after the game as well.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome, man. Post about it on social media. I want to follow you. All right, let's keep it
I
going
will.
Here. Let's go to Thanks. Drew in Graysonville. What's up, Drew?
I'm really excited. And a comment on the bandwagon first. I've been a fan for decades, you know, since the 70s. And I got a big Redskin van that I take to every tailgate. I haven't missed a home game in, you know, over 20 years. And this just feels different. I can tell you I'm actually prepping for the tailgates tomorrow now. And I went to get gas in the van this week, and about four people came up to take pictures, right? And so let them come. I mean, I think it's great that people are getting back. It's this town rocks when everyone's, you know, loves this team. And so you can feel it. I'm glad that you heard from Doc that way. I do have a concern. I think that this game Sunday is important because it's a benchmark against a quality team. And in general, I think we're a better team than them. I kind of look at it and say special teams may be a push, turnovers may be a push, but our offense is better than their defense by more than their offense is better than our defense. So in general, I would give us the advantage. My concern is that they're coming off a bye, and we're looking at the Eagles on Thursday, which I'll be at that game as well. So like your other caller, maybe I'll see him there. And I am concerned that maybe we're holding B-Rod out for Thursday and that maybe we're looking ahead or peeking ahead just a little bit. And that's my only concern for Sunday. Otherwise, I think we would go in, and if it wasn't for that other context around the scheduling, I would think we'd have this one. But I'm so excited that the team is doing well, and I'm with you. We can talk about the name next year, but right now we need to enjoy this and love the show and love all the energy that you're bringing on the airwaves today.
I appreciate that, Drew. Good call. And I'm with you. I'm nervous about a short week. Here's what I'll say about the Steelers' bye. I actually think it came at a terrible time with how much momentum they had with the three-game win streak. They simply just quickly changed from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson, and the offense exploded. And the defense has been playing good. And so I actually think the bye week could hurt their momentum here as they were sitting around instead of playing a game like we did last week against the Giants. I really feel like we played better against the Giants than they did. And then I'll get to what worries me about this game. It is so crucial that you win the first game when you have a two-game and five-day stretch here. Look at earlier this season. Look at last season, right? When Ron Rivera was in charge of this team, it can be a slippery slope where you play so hard on Sunday that you lose two games, right, because you lose guys for Thursday or you're out of gas. And we saw that, I believe it was last year, on a Sunday against the Eagles. All right, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Max, but we lose in overtime to the Eagles. Thursday night, we get blown out by the Bears, right? Well, then look at this year. We fight so hard to defeat the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday Night Football. We had the momentum from the win, carried it to Arizona, and got another win on a short week there, right? So it is so important. It is so crucial that you win the first game when you have two games in a short window here to keep the momentum. Because if you win this one, even if you drop the next one to Philly, hey, at least you're 1-1 in this stretch. You want to avoid going 0-2 in this stretch. That could really cost you when it comes to a playoff push. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, the Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app just after 10:30 a.m. here on a Saturday, November 9th. And it's the Commanders against the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday, and something's got to give because it's strength on strength. We have the number two offense in the league. They've got the number two defense. And this is a team that Dan Quinn respects. He's talked all week long about his respect for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers and the culture that Tomlin's built, and that's what Dan Quinn wants to build here in Washington. And I think a lot of these, in a lot of ways, these two teams are alike because this time a year ago, it was a struggle on offense for both teams. Both teams felt like they were a quarterback away. And in fact, you know, last year was the year of the backup quarterback in the NFL, and I thought this year was going to be the year of the running quarterback, and with Caleb running and Jaden running and Anthony Richardson hasn't really taken off like I expected to. To me, this is the year of a quarterback away actually means, yeah, we're a quarterback away. All right, so I'm going to point to three teams that in my mind were a quarterback away. Number one, the Atlanta Falcons. Whether you're a Kirk Cousins believer or hater, or you like him or you don't, you got to respect that he's come to Atlanta and completely changed the way that franchise looks and the way they play on the offensive side of the ball. And they're having success with a first-year coach. Then I look at these two franchises, Pittsburgh Steelers and the Washington Commanders, who were a quarterback away. Now, Washington probably last year was way more than a quarterback away, but you're seeing the difference that a number two overall pick makes. And with Russell Wilson, you're seeing the difference a quarterback that can throw the long ball to create some explosive plays makes a difference for Pittsburgh. So if you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's go to Don in Falls Church. What's up, Don? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, longtime Dallas fan. You can kind of call me a bandwagon, but not because they're winning, but because Dan Snyder is gone. I've been here since 84. Grew up in Oklahoma, long-term Cowboys fan. I was a Cowboys fan even when they sucked. My kids were born here around 2000. They should be able to be homers.
Yeah.
I tried. That owner killed it. I could not do it. As soon as he sold, I'm a fan.
I love it. I love it, Don. And welcome aboard, man. And I'm glad you welcome you and your family. And I love that, man. I mean, this is the time to be a Commanders fan. Could you speak on what it was like to be a fan of a team that was owned by Jerry Jones?
You know, as much as is said about that, at least he didn't meddle as much. Yeah, he tried to take credit, but he at least let the coaches make the right decisions, and then he could try to take the credit.
Yeah.
He just didn't meddle in it, and because of that, he could get some good coaches. I hated when he got Switzer, but, you know, every team has a dark day.
Yeah. All right, so, Don, let me hear. How committed are you now, right? So Snyder's gone. The team's having success. You want your kids to be homers here. How committed are you? Are you willing to paint their rooms burgundy and gold?
I'd have to go to their houses. My kids are now old enough that they're adults. But
okay.
No, I'm committed enough. I've got the gear. I'm going to the games with friends and tailgating, and I'm all in. I'm just I could not do it with Snyder. I tried.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
I love it, man. Well, congratulations. You're part of a winning franchise, at least for this year, at 7-2. Good call, Don. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Kurt in Ashburn. What's up, Kurt? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Thank you, gentlemen. I was fortunate enough to go to the 83 Super Bowl in Pasadena when the Redskins knocked off Miami.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy and I figured, hey, they may never make it again. We better go now. So, of course, we did.
Yeah.
This year feels much the same way. I'm really fired up about it, man. As far as people jumping on the bandwagon late, so what? The more the merrier, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to tell you, that tune you guys play, perfect for me. I was the same age and same place of origin in Detroit with Stevie Wonder playing Superstition there, one of my favorite songs.
That's cool. Right, so Kurt, yeah. you were part of this franchise rooting for them and going to games when they were having all that success here. And I feel like we're not talking enough about the offensive line turning into hogs this year, man.
You know, it's funny you say that because I read both people, layman, not even layman like myself and layman saying, well, the offensive line is a suspect and the defense is a suspect. And I thought, how do you know? You guys haven't been together before. It's not the same guys to say this offensive line is terrible. It's ridiculous. And you're right. What's the one thing they had when Theismann, Rippon, and Doug Williams won? It was the Hawks.
Yep. And it's making a huge difference. Kurt, I appreciate you chiming in. I mean, I was all on board with Tyler Biadasz when they brought him in. I had my questions about Nick Allegretti. Why would you want to leave as Kansas City when you're a Super Bowl champion? Well, he wanted to be a starter, and he's earned that here in Washington. And the offensive line gave up so many sacks last year. It clouded my judgment, I will admit, on Sam Cosmi. Max, I will take the L on that. I had no idea how darn good Sam Cosmi is. He's a freaking game wrecker. He can pick up a running back and carry him 5 yards downfield. It's so awesome to watch Sam Cosmi get out and pull on some of these plays and destroy linebackers and kill safeties. And he's helping Jaden out as well. This offensive line stepping up. Brandon Coleman got his first start and took Brian Burns out of the game. We didn't talk about this enough all week long in my mind, that the Giants were number one in sacks, and they got zero. We kept Jaden clean against the league-leading sack leaders. We kept our quarterback clean. That's unbelievable pass protection right there. Now, obviously, Cliff Kingsbury deserves credits for the schemes and the way they ran the football there. It made it a ton easier for Washington's offense to give Jaden time. But on that last drive, the pass to Eckler, he's backing up. He's backpedaling. He had time. He had space. He had a pocket. The pass to Olamide Zaccheaus, he had time. He had space. He had a pocket. The offensive line, man, and the chemistry and the communication between them. We've seen several plays where, like last year, Nick Gates at center, if he's not blocking anyone, he's just going to stand around and look like a doofus and do nothing. When nobody's, when Biadasz doesn't have anyone to block, he goes over and helps out the left guard or goes over and helps out the right guard, and they understand where the protections are at, are most vulnerable, and where they need to have an extra guy to help. And they're chipping with their tight end, John Bates, and they're chipping with Zach Ertz and Eckler. And just, man, the scheme, the coaching on the offensive line is incredible. It needs to be mentioned. All right, let's go out to the phone lines again. We got Josh in D.C. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, A. Wizzle? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I just want to talk about I mean, look at all the quarterbacks that we just played, you know, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, you know, Cliff Kingsbury had some insight on those, just like Dan Quinn has insight on Russell Wilson. He was the defensive coordinator when they were running the Super Bowl, when they won the Super Bowl there and everything, and so was Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to know how to rattle, you know, Russell Wilson or contain him, you know what I mean? They're going to know how he works. They were there the length of his career, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a good point, and I think... Hold on, Josh. Let me say this. I think the way they're going to rattle him is Bobby Wagner blitzing up the middle and forcing him off of his spot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I just got to say one more thing, man. Put some respect on Jaden Daniels and Madden. Give him the superstar. Give him the superstar icon. Like, come on. Like, what does he got to do?
Josh, bless your soul that you're still playing Madden, man. I love video games, but I gave up on Madden.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right, good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. We're having a ton of fun, and of course we are. The team is 7-2, but hey, we got a big test tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And like I said, in a lot of ways, these teams are alike. They have an elite defense. A quarterback made them a lot better. Our defense is improving thanks to the coaching staff, and Jaden Daniels has made us a lot better. We got to go behind enemy lines, though, before we give out our keys to victory and pathway to success here. Pittsburgh Sports Radio host Chris Mueller. We'll hear from him next as we go behind enemy lines on AWOD Radio. Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us your thoughts. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We're talking about the bandwagon fans, and Dwayne makes a good point. He says, AWOD, as far as bandwagon fans, if you are a fan of another team and you switch because we're good now, I don't want you. You're a fraud. It's like a previous caller said, once you're past 8 or 9 years old, you've made an allegiance to a team. Switching is just fraudulent. And I understand where he's coming from, and I kind of agree with him. But I would argue that if you're in the DMV and you're under 30 years old, what reasons have this team, this franchise, given you to root for them? Pretty much zero, right? And so if you're local and you started rooting for another team, I will give you one switch in your lifetime. One switch. But then you're all in. And even if we suck again, you got to keep supporting us. But that's what I feel about the bandwagon issue. But every week on AWOD Radio, we go behind enemy lines to find out about the opponent from the inside, from an insider who covers the opposition. And let me just say, Max, this segment this year is so much better than last year when we had it named Behind the Enemy Lines. Better name, not as good of a segment. It helps that this team is winning, obviously. But now this year, when we go behind enemy lines, I feel like I feel so much better about the game. Like, we do this segment, and then I have the utmost confidence in my team winning. Once I hear about the weaknesses of the enemy, it's been a great segment. It's time to go behind enemy lines. All right, the enemy this week is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I had Chris Mueller from 93.7, the Fan, Moolsy, on the show as he covers the Pittsburgh Steelers there in Pittsburgh. And great conversation. If you missed it, you can check it out on the Odyssey app or searching AWOD Radio on Spotify or iTunes. But I started by simply, as I always do, asking him about the biggest weakness on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Their run defense is actually not great. Tyrone Tracy ran all over them in that Giants game. Now, Breece Hall didn't run all that well for yardage, but he still broke off a couple gains, some of them the passing game. They do need to shore up their run defense. Their pass protection, I was a huge, you know, stand for Broderick Jones when they picked him a couple years ago. They've played him out of position his entire career. He was drafted to be a left tackle. He has only played right tackle because their actual left tackle, Dan Moore, they admit as an organization that he cannot play any other position. I don't think he can play that one all that well, but he's been okay this year. Jones has been very bad in pass pro as a right tackle, even though he's a first-round talent that they traded up to get. So that's one thing. And then I would think the run defense is definitely something that you're going to have to watch for. They've just gotten gashed a little bit in that regard. They have good players. Alex Highsmith being back helps them in that from that standpoint, but they need to make sure that they force teams to be one-dimensional. And then it's not a weakness, but I think the other thing with them is they just haven't been viewed as a serious contender for a while. And so there is some built-in, hey, is the other shoe going to drop with Russell Wilson here? But I think people who believe that he was just hamstrung by a bad situation 2 years in a row in Denver are choosing to believe that the guy has actually turned back the clock to when he was in his early 30s or late 20s in Seattle.
So really good stuff there. I mean, when you talk about their weakness being their run defense, it plays perfectly into our biggest strength of being able to run the ball up the middle. Now, obviously, take a big hit without Brian Robinson, but Chris Rodriguez filled in really well. And Austin Eckler, I think, is ready to have an explosive game where he goes over 100 yards all-purpose here, and it could be tomorrow against the Steelers. Their other weakness being right tackle. Man, have the Commanders' pass rush been a strength as of late there, getting into the backfield. The creating the turnover is the best thing about this defensive line recently. Dante Fowler and his pick six. The way they stripped the ball from Daniel Jones last week. Still can't believe Fedarian Mathis didn't catch it, but it was still a great play by the pass rush there. And they have to protect Russ. If Russ is going to be danger Russ, which I do not think he can still do on a consistent basis, they need to protect him. And if Washington's able to send an extra blitzer and move him off of his spot, I really think you're going to affect his accuracy and his completion percentage. And I was speaking with a Steelers fan earlier this week who told me that they feel like Russ is very inaccurate when he's rolling to his right. We want to force him to his right when he rolls out of the pocket there. But I do really think that Washington can take advantage of some of these weaknesses for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even though they're a 6-2 team, you know, like they'd argue Washington hasn't played anyone, I'd very much argue the Steelers haven't really played anyone. I mean, you look at the Steelers' schedule this year, and I really struggle to find an impressive win. All right, you beat the Falcons week one, 18-10. Kirk wasn't Kirk in that one, right? I mean, when you think about what Kirk Cousins has done this year, you don't think about 155 yards, two interceptions. That's what he had week one against the Steelers. I know that I am unimpressed by their losses to Joe Flacco and the Colts and the Dallas Cowboys. I know that I'm not impressed that they beat the Giants just by 8 and that they beat the Jets before that. Russell Wilson's having success because all of a sudden they have a quarterback that can throw the ball more than 10 yards downfield. Justin Fields is not a quarterback, right? He's a guy that runs around and makes plays, and their defense is so good that they had a winning record even without a quarterback. But Russell Wilson gives their offense some life. That's absolutely true. As we go behind enemy lines with Chris Mueller from Pittsburgh Sports Radio, how will the Steelers combat the rushing attack that has been so effective for Washington?
I mean, I do think they're going to have a hard time with that. I don't love the matchup for them, and the Commanders have been efficient, too. I know you know this, but you guys are averaging 5 yards a carry. That's fifth in the league. I think they're going to not sell out to stop the run, but I think they would rather, because Mike Tomlin has a good track record against rookie quarterbacks, I think they would rather force Daniels into situations where he has to beat them. And they would probably, bring one safety down and leave Fitzpatrick playing single high. But again, I think this is going to be tough for the Steelers because I've been hugely impressed by Daniels. He looks like he's playing the position with like the poise and kind of the processing of a veteran of several years and not a rookie of 9 games or whatever. So if they're going single high and you're getting Terry McLaurin singled up even against Joey Porter Jr., who's the Steelers' best corner. Like, I don't like that for the Steelers. That matchup favors Washington, and that's why I think this is going to be a real test. I don't know if your listeners are feeling like that the Commanders are a year early, or that he has to turn into a pumpkin. Daniels does to some degree at some point this season, but I think this is a very legitimate football team, and they give me real pause. I think they're favored in this game by 2.5 or 3, and they should be because they look like the better team to me.
That's why we do this segment, Max, right? I mean, we just had a Pittsburgh sports radio host admit that he doesn't like this matchup with the way Washington's playing. And it does feel like Washington's biggest thing is they're going to have to stay ahead of the sticks here. They're going to have to be able to run the ball on first down. That's what they struggled with against the Ravens. They could not really run. So many times it was 2nd and 10, 2nd and 11 in that game against the Baltimore Ravens. And they still scored 23 points in that game. And I do think they're going to have to probably score 24 to 25 to win tomorrow. But I think it comes up in terms of Pittsburgh, from what he was saying, they're going to have a similar game plan to the Bucs, right? Which is going to be, hey, we're going to crowd the line of scrimmage here. We're going to send an extra pass rusher. We're going to make this rookie quarterback beat us. Beat our blitz. Beat our one-on-one coverage on the outside. And we're going to stop the run, take that out of it. They're going to do a similar thing to Baltimore as well, where they're going to say, hey, we're going to make, when Jane Daniels does the RPO or the zone read stuff, we're going to make him keep it, and we're going to tackle him and see if he can handle the hits throughout the entire game. It feels like that's what's going to be the game plan for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jaden's going to have a strong game, and then we're going to look for this rushing attack without B-Rob to continue to do really good on first down. It should be a really good game here, but I just loved how he is worried about this matchup with the way Washington's playing and the way Jane Daniels has been consistent this season. But the Steelers have been able to run the ball very effectively, and that's helped Russell Wilson out. And so let's take a listen one more time as we go behind enemy lines with Chris Mueller.
Yeah, the one thing that I think has surprised a lot of people here, because the truism that was or it was accepted as a truism when people were making arguments here, we were doing sports talk radio and just trying to get people's gauge as to whether or not they thought Fields should be the starter still or Wilson should get the job back, was everyone would say in Fields' favor, well, he makes their running game better because he's another, a body you have to account for. The numbers game gets easier. And I think one of the big surprises, pleasant surprises of these two Russell Wilson games, beyond Russ looking like the arm is as live as ever, is that they have run the ball a lot more effectively than I think people believed that they would with Russ back there. And I think it's simple as to why, though. He is forcing teams to respect their ability to go down the field and take 35, 40 yards in a chunk. And so you're seeing teams play too high safety against them. Well, we know this in the NFL anymore. Like, the new thing is, if teams are going to back both safeties off, you have to be able to run the ball effectively and make them pay. And in large measure, the Steelers have proven themselves able to do that.
We have to stop Najee Harris. We have to stop the run. Earlier this season, Najee was averaging 3.5 yards per carry. In their two losses, he was as low as 3.0 and 1.5 yard per carry. Three-game win streak as of late for the Steelers. 7.6 yards per carry, 4.9, 6.0. Touchdown in two of the three games. Over 100 yards in all three. He's had some chunk plays in the receiving game as well, with a 13-yard catch and an 11-yard catch in the last three games here. You have to take Najee Harris out of this game and force the Steelers to be one-dimensional. Make Russ turn into a superhero like he did when he was playing under Dan Quinn, Pete Carroll there with the Seattle Seahawks and Bobby Wagner. And that caller made a good point here. Nobody knows Russ better and his weaknesses than Dan Quinn and Bobby Wagner. Still to come on AWOD Radio. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I'll give out my keys to victory and pathway to success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.